title this morning is The Unseen Partner. The Unseen Partner, Part 1. I can't believe it's October 6th already. It's October. It's crazy. Christmas is around the corner. Thanksgiving's knocking on your door. I mean, it's crazy. I've already been shopping, and Christmas stuff is already out. I'm like, can we get through one holiday, please? You know, they're ahead too already. You know, I was like, Christmas stuff, and, you know, I'm not even, you know, past the Halloween stuff yet, the harvest time. But I guess the retailers must need something. The Unseen Partner. Let's talk about this morning, because I was thinking about this for a while, and, you know, in business, there are people called silent partners. And these silent partners are ones that typically will give of their finances and set some rules in place, but don't really participate on the day in and day out part of a business. Amen. So they're there to give the finances for it, and they want it to prosper, and they want it to grow, and they're in your corner, and they're glad to be part of that, but they want to be a silent partner. Now, this morning, what I want to share with you this morning is that we should be aware that we have an unseen partner that lives inside of us. Amen. And sometimes, you know, I don't want to call him a silent partner, because I sometimes do silent him, even though I shouldn't, because he's got his best interest in store for me, and sometimes I don't listen. Amen. But he's always there. He's always by our side. He's always cheering us on, and he's always telling us how to live for Jesus, but you and I always fight it. He is the person of the Holy Spirit, and I don't want to get spooky with you or kind of freak you out about this Holy Spirit that dwells inside of you. But once we break it down this morning and you understand who he is, he's your unseen partner. He's there for you. I mean, I have a partner in life called Pastor Diane. She's got my back, so I trust her. She trusts me. We know our moves, and she'll give me some insight sometimes when I'm trying to get somewhere, and she'll share with me, and she's right, and I have to go do those things. And when I don't, I find myself in a mess, trouble. I look out for her. She looks out for me. This morning, take a look at this slide real quick. It's the Holy Spirit. They kind of showed him as a dove, you know. When Jesus received the Holy Spirit, there was like a dove that appeared and arose. And the dove, you look, is just really something that's pure. The Holy Spirit's pure. The Holy Spirit's free. You know, he's not handcuffed and tied down. He can fly and he can be free to do whatever he wants to do as long as you allow him to. Trying to help you. You'll get that point in about 5 minutes. So I want to share with you this morning this unseen partner, the Holy Spirit, because many times when you and I are in trouble and we begin to face some things, we begin to panic, and we forget that we have someone on the inside that has all the answers, that wants us to be successful, and he knows everything. But sometimes we don't want to listen. I'm being real this morning. He's the Holy Spirit. He's there to guide you, to comfort you, to allow you to succeed in life. But you gotta tap into him this morning. Amen. So we gotta acknowledge his presence, and we gotta ask him for his wisdom. And when we do that, he's gonna show us right path to be on, and where to go and where not to go. And sometimes we call it a hunch. You know, I got this hunch about something. Well, you know, it's really the Holy Spirit just tapping you, saying, you should go here, or you shouldn't go there, or you find yourself in a situation and you feel at unrest. Get out. Amen. I've been there. I put myself in situations like, I don't think I should be here. Amen. I don't think I should be driving and hanging out on D Street at 2 in the morning. Amen. It's probably not a good thing for me. The hunch tells me, better get out of here. Amen. Shouldn't fit there. So you and I got to learn to position ourselves to hear the Holy Spirit. We need to slow down a little bit. Sometimes we're in such a hurry to do things. We've got so much life to live. We got so much things. We got the kids tagging on our pants. We got our wife that needs us to go do this, or we got work set calling in. You got to go do this or that. And we get so busy, but we never have time to build our relationship, our friendship up with the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of us. We do that by reading the Word, studying, spending some alone time with God. The Holy Spirit is a personal guide. He's our unseen partner in life. His purpose is to guide you into specific plans that God has for you, not what you have for you. I don't know about you, I've had some really good plans. I really have. But the God plan is a little bit better than my plan. God's plan is so big that the only way it gets done is if He participates in it and I listen. Amen? So this morning we're going to take a look at how do we tap into our unseen partner. See, you got to understand something this morning. When you walk into a meeting, when you walk into an interview, when you walk into a place, wherever that is, you're never alone. You have someone that's in your corner encouraging you. You've outnumbered those that are coming with you. Amen. You got the Holy Spirit inside of you. You're tapped in. You're plugged in. I can't lose here. I've got God dwelling inside of me. So I'm going to help you this morning. Look at the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. This is the Amplified Bible. And I want to break this down for you this morning. Because the Bible isn't really that hard. We just got to apply it. So you can know a lot of things, but if you don't apply it, you won't receive it. And this is a tough one because a lot of people don't want to believe in this Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. Amen. But Proverbs 3:5 says this. I like this. Lean on. It's going to support me. When you lean on someone, it's going to support you. My wife leans on me, I lean on her. That's why we don't fall down. It says, trust in. Most people don't want to trust in God's word. They don't think it works. So they're automatically disqualify themselves because they don't lean on and trust in. Now, that religion. See, I don't believe in religion. I believe in relationship. I want to get in a relationship with the right folk. I want to hang with the millionaires. Why? Because I can learn something how they became a millionaire and apply it to my life so I can become one too. And they need Jesus just as much as the guy that's, you know, down under the viaduct. We need to touch both. You got to have one hand reaching up and one hand reaching down. Just trying to help you. So lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with some of your heart and mind. So He tells you to leave nothing out. He says that you be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding, because when you think you have the answer, you're wrong. When you think you're bigger and better than God and you have your plan will fail, but God's plan never fails. Don't rely on your own insight or understanding, because you're going to do it the world's way, and God's way is 180 degrees away from the way that God does it. God says give to get blessed. The world says take as much as you can. Total opposite. Do not rely on your own insight or understanding in all your ways. Not a few of them. Not 98% of them. He says in all your ways recognize and acknowledge Him, and He will what? Direct and make straight and plain your paths. He's going to make it easy for you. He's going to take that road that's all wound and He's going to straighten it right out so you can get to where you need to go quickly. The New Living Translation of this Bible, of Proverbs 3:5, says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take. Man, is that easy. Because I'm going to tell you, I've been living life for 48 years. And it's finally taken me about the last couple years to figure out that his pathway is a lot better than my pathway. I followed my pathway, and it led to trouble. Led me into a dead-end street. It led me into financial ruin almost. Amen? But when I followed his path, when I leaned on him, when I started to trust him, you don't lean and trust on somebody you don't hang with. Uh-oh. If you don't know him, you won't hang with him, right? I mean, I don't know you all well yet, but the more I hang with you, the more I get to know about you, the more you get to know about me, that I just keep it real. Amen? You can lean on and trust on the Lord. My thing is, I just want to point you to God, because God's the one with all the answers. I don't have all the answers. I've got some good insight, but I don't have all the answers. I go to God. And you can cut me right out of the middle, man, and go to God yourself. Amen? Just trying to help. Now, we look at this scripture, and it says the heart. You know, it says the heart. It says, lean on the Lord with all your heart. Now, what they're talking about is not your physical heart, but what they're talking about there is your spiritual heart. And the heart really is the core of your spirit, man. It's the God that's inside of you. It's who you really are in Christ. The spirit man always agrees and believes the word. If you don't have word in you, there's nothing that the Holy Spirit can feed on. So quit starving them. Give them some word every day. Read the word every day. You take it in, and it builds your spirit, man. It makes you stronger, makes you wiser. It gives you insight into certain situations and allows you to walk his path instead of your own path. Amen? When you believe with your spirit, our belief surpasses what you see in the natural, and you begin to see things in the spiritual realm. In other words, there's a bundle of finances in the spiritual realm, but we don't know how to access them. How you access them is by spending time with God, and he'll release those things from the spiritual realm into the earthly realm, and you'll have those things. Pastor, that's crazy. No, it's not. When I release my seed of tithes and offerings, which is being, I'm trusting, I'm leaning on God, when I do those things, when I give every week, guess what happens? I get blessed. I've never had a short check. I've never been a day without a job. It's been tight. Let me tell you, at the end of the month, man, it'd be like, we got oatmeal today. That's good. We'll be eating that today. But yeah, I got another check coming on Friday. Praise God. But he's always right on time. So I put him first. Why? Because he's gonna figure it out for me. He's going to help me navigate the course so I can get what I need. Amen? If it's healing that you need, guess what? You find that. You find that in the Word. You go in the Bible and you say, hey, Lord, I got some sickness in my body. How do I get healed? By spending time in the Word. See, the Lord wants to guide us because y'all have a predestined path. And he wants to make sure that you take the instructions and the directions through the Holy Spirit so that you'll end up where he wants you to be. God wants you to end up somewhere. God doesn't want you a life that's miserable and, oh, I lived the whole life and it was horrible and I just made it into heaven. I just made it over the finish line. Oh, God, I made it in. God wants you to live a great life while you're on earth, because living this life on earth will be pretty painful without God. The Holy Spirit's a great teacher. He knows the decisions that you should take, and he gives you information so that you can make wise choices and good decisions so that you'll be on top and you'll be the head, not the tail. Let me just tell you this. With mere human understanding, we go by a way that seems right. I've been down this road. I'll never forget, and I've said this before, I didn't know I was moving out here 17 years ago. So I worked for this company, and I was a sales guy, and I used to have these conversion vans, these high-top conversion vans, and they run like about $40,000, and, you know, they got a TV and Nintendo at the time, Nintendo, now you probably got Game Boys or something in there, you know, and high-top in there, it had a reclining bed that went down, you know, and so you could take a rest in there if you go camping or go somewhere if you're on a long stretch. I used to travel a lot, so that would be my place. I'd kind of go to the rest stop and sleep in there for a couple hours, watch some TV, and then get back on the road. Amen. And I went and I thought it would be a good idea to buy a new van, because, you know, I only had this one for 9 months and I put 75,000 miles on it in 9 months, and And so I figured that I'd just go get another van. It sounded good to me. Right, Lord? But little did I know that I should have not bought that van, because I was gonna move into a van where I had to eat a whole bunch of bad debt in the old one and put it into the new one. So I owed like, you know, $25,000, but the van, after 75,000 miles in 9 months, the van's only worth, you know, maybe $15,000. So we'll just roll that $10,000 into your new van. So payment's still good. It fits in your, because the boss is giving you a pay increase on your car allowance, so you can afford that $550 a month for that car. Little did I know, if I was listening to the Holy Spirit and I was discerning and not getting in the flesh, I wouldn't have made that decision. I would have kept that vehicle, and it would have brought the old vehicle out here where I would have sold it, because you can't park a high-top van anywhere in this town. You can't go under the underpasses, you know, over at the pick up people at the airport. And I made a bad decision. Why? Because I thought in the flesh, and I never consoled the Holy Spirit, who was telling me the whole time I'm getting it, don't get it, don't get it, don't get it, don't get it. And I'm thinking, I'm going to get it, I'm going to buy it. You get caught up in the flow. Oh, this one's a nicer one, and it had more plush seats. It had, you know, it was all good. And what I did was I made a decision based on the flesh, and it led to destruction, because I was lassoed to that vehicle for so long, I couldn't sell it. And I looked like a fool driving it around in Las Vegas. I was the only guy with a high-top conversion van 17 years ago. I was the guy, the one you see. And then, after a couple years of paying that thing down and moving out to Las Vegas, I got out of that debt. But God, along the whole time, was telling me, don't do it, nudging me, come on, just don't. I got a different plan for you, but I wasn't listening. And the whole time he's talking to me, but I'm not listening. See, we can avoid the wrong paths in life by acknowledging the Holy Spirit and the presence and guidance that he has for us in our life. See, he uses our born-again, recreated spirits to guide us. For example, when you get a hunch, that's your recreated spirit when you got received Jesus, along with the Holy Spirit trying to get your attention, saying, hey, don't do that. The Holy Spirit may not tell you every detail that you're going to face, but it's important to follow your hunches. Well, I'm feeling, you get it in the pit of your stomach. You know that you know. Follow your hunches, because it's really the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you trying to get your attention about something. Amen? The best way to practice the Holy Spirit and getting to know him and positioning yourself is spending time in prayer, time studying the Word, time meditating in the Word. Spend some time in the Scripture. God wants to show you how blessed you really can be. Amen? Take a look at John 14, verses 15 through 17. This is a New Living Translation. John 14. If you love me, obey my commandments. If you love me. If you don't love them, don't obey them. It's like I tell my kids, if you love me, you'll do what I ask you to do. If not, pain's coming. Blessing's getting cut off. Your inheritance, bye-bye. Hate to be that rough, but let's be real. When I didn't listen to what my mom said, I got what they called the paddle. She was a ninja master paddle user. Because my brother and sister were always out of line. When I came to me, I was pretty good. So she had practice on them. Me, I just was. They had to get a whole new paddle for me. But it says, if you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, one who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him, because it isn't looking for him and it doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives within you now and later will be inside of you. In other words, you have the Holy Spirit that lives and dwells inside of you. The world doesn't recognize it. That's why you have a competitive advantage as a Christian. Come on. That's why the IRS are checking up on you Christians, because you're giving too much money to the house of the Lord. And you're getting a tax deduction for it. That's why they audit you. Come on. Because they don't recognize who I'm connected to. They don't understand why I'm so blessed that one and one doesn't equal two, it's equal five for me. How come that you can have all these blessings in your life, but boy, it just, I'm looking at your finances and, you know, it's because I have favor of God. See, you activate the favor of God when you're doing the things of God. Amen? The world doesn't recognize them, but you do. That's why when you walk into a meeting or you walk into somewhere on a job and they hire you first, there's something about you that's different. That they're gravitated. Well, how did you know that? How come you know that? And what college did you go to? So I never went to college. I just have the wisdom of the Lord. Come on. It's that Holy Spirit that dwells in there. If they don't have the God inside them, if they don't have the Holy Spirit, they never received Jesus, they're at a disadvantage. God's always going to prop his children up. See, the Holy Spirit, you got to understand, is known as the Holy Ghost. He's known as the Comforter, and he's known as the Spirit of Truth. He's the Comforter. When you're down and out, he's there to comfort you. He's the Spirit of Truth. You might not like the truth, because sometimes the truth hurts, but he's going to give you the truth anyways. He's known as the Holy Ghost. Why is he the Holy Ghost? What are ghosts? Ghosts scare the hell out of you. That's what the Holy Spirit does. It scares the hell that was inside of you out of you. So you no longer do the same things you used to do, because you're afraid that if you don't do the things of God's way, then you could end up in hell and burn forever. And I don't want to go. That's not a choice for me. Holy Ghost. When you receive Jesus, this is the thing. As Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside you. That's why you feel a little congested sometimes, because there's someone living inside of you that's taken up residence, just not you, yourself, and I. Remember that movie, Me, Myself, and Irene? You ever see that show? Well, okay. There's someone that's taken residence inside of you. His name is the Holy Spirit. He lives and dwells inside of you. You have God inside of you. If you can get that this morning, that you have God that lives inside of you, that you cannot be defeated, that you have the victory in Christ Jesus, that you're the head and not the tail, you're above and not beneath, you're blessed, you're healed, you're whole. You. If you could get that this morning, your whole perspective on life would be different. I don't care what people think about me. I don't care what people say about me. I'm not moved or swayed by what people talk or write about me or whatever they want to do. I don't care. The only one that matters is what he says about me. His opinion matters. His opinion gets my attention. Yes, Lord, what do you want me to do? Yes, Lord, do you want me to go here? I'm going to go here. Yes, Lord. Once you understand that he lives inside of you, you start to talk a little different. Those old slang and cussing words you say tend to fade away a little bit. You don't do the same things you used to. Why? Because you don't want to offend your honored guest that lives inside of you. I let me ask you, if Jesus was sitting right next to you this morning, I bet you'd treat your wife a little different. Bet your kids would be more in check. I bet there's things and actions and sayings that you wouldn't say or do because you got Jesus. I mean, but what's the difference? He's dwelling inside of you right now. He abides inside of you. He's there to teach you all things in order for you to live a life that's successful. He guides us into all truth, and he gives us knowledge about the future. This is the thing I like about the Holy Spirit. He always gives you a peek. little peek into the future. Your future is bright. Don't let anybody ever tell you that your future is not bright. When you have God inside, your future is always bright. Even on the darkest day, you still have the light of God inside of you to shine. The devil's trying to smuck it out. He's trying to pour water on. But guess what? He can't put the fire of God that's inside of you out. Take a look at John 16, 13. Take a look at John 16, 13. It says, when the Spirit of truth, there it is again, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own, but he will tell you of what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. Put up this slide real quick. I know God has a bigger and better plans for me than I have for myself. I seen that and I thought, that's pretty good. Because see, I know the plans I had for myself. But God's plans are so much bigger, so much brighter, so much greater than what we wanted. So much bigger than I could ever do on my own. That's why I need him inside of me to get it done. The job I have ahead of me is so big that I can't do it myself. My wife and I can't do it myself. Me and my wife and kids can't do it. We need God. Because I know God has a bigger and better plans for me than I have for myself. Don't sell yourself short, because you have the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you and he wants to help you fulfill. You got insider's information by having the Holy Spirit inside of you. Amen? Man's a tripart body or being. We have a spirit. We possess a soul, which is our mind, our will, our emotions, our personality. And he lives in a physical body. Here, you might want to write this down. Feelings are the voice of the flesh. Feelings are the voice of the flesh. What makes me feel good. So I did it. The devil made me do it. I've used that one many times. The devil made me do it. The devil didn't make you do it. Your flesh made you do it. I needed that extra, hamburger or ice cream cone or something. The flesh was desiring it. It was. Come on. Reasoning is the voice of the soul. Reasoning is the voice of the soul. The conscience is the voice of the human spirit. And when you get saved, the spirit is the part of your man that gets born again, recreated. But the rest of the junk, your mindsets, your flesh, your emotions, your personality, those things need to be worked on. Amen. I'll tell on myself for a minute. When I met my wife, I was arrogant, conceited, and cocky. You couldn't tell me nothing. You'd ask me what time it is. I'd look at you. It's time for you to buy a watch. That's what time it is. I mean, I was just, and that was how I acted. I thought I was better than everybody. I was arrogant. And then she came in my life. And couldn't be arrogant to her. My conceitedness had to go away. The cockiness I had to go away. You know how that helped? When I got saved, when we both got saved and then we got filled with the Holy Spirit, my whole life was totally different. Those things I dealt with, those hard things, and she'll say, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, they went away. I was no longer the arrogant, conceited, I'm in charge, listen to me, I know it all, you don't know nothing because I'm college educated. I know it all. So I used to tell my parents, you two old people don't know nothing. That's what I told them. And then about 25 years old, and I got, just started getting in the Lord and stuff and starting to understand. And man, those people are pretty smart. Why? Because they have wisdom, because they had experience, because they've been through life, and I didn't know nothing. I was still wet behind the ears. I didn't know what the heck was going on. I was a deer in the headlights. Come on. Is that not true? That's why I love when my kids think they all know more than I do. I say, man, I know all that stuff. I did all that stuff. I'm the one who created that. Well, Dad, you know they're pushing drugs. Yeah, I made it. I sold it. I bought it. I grew it. I know all that stuff. Don't tell me anything. Come on. You can't tell me about alcohol. I drank it all. So I couldn't see. So I passed out. So I drove drunk. You can't tell. I done all that. Not proud of it. But God set me free. I haven't had a drink in 22 years. Come on. Haven't smoked any of the stuff that helped my eyes focus better. I had no glaucoma ever. Smoked enough for glaucoma free forever. Did I keep it real though? Is that not true? Come on. You ain't going to get pastors in town going to tell you all that stuff. They're going to, thus saith the Lord, and I was a good Christian, and I lived in a Christian home, and I didn't do anything wrong. BS. You got no point of reference. You can't deal with anybody who's done drugs or alcohol or had, you know, we're a crazy, you know, knucklehead. You can't relate because you've never been there. You can't talk about teenagers unless you've had them. Come on. Can't talk about little kids that peed and pooped their pants at 2 in the morning, woke up, and you couldn't sleep, and you had to go to work in the morning. You can't talk about if you never had children. If you're one of those dink, double income, no kids type deal, you can't relate to that. Am I real? Why I said that? The Holy Spirit is often volunteering information that we ignore due to our busy schedules. He's always saying, hey, go! And we're going, yeah, I got something I gotta go do. I gotta go to the bank yet, and I gotta go get that. I gotta get the dry cleaning. Yep, I gotta get that. And he's trying to get our attention because we get too busy. To become more sensitive to his leading, we can acknowledge him by talking with him, praying in the Holy Spirit, spending time in the Word, reading the Word, looking for him in the Word, because the Word is all spiritual. You say, Pastor, that's all good, but, you know, how do I know that I hear from God? Because I've questioned God on this, and I've seek counsel on this, and I've read books about this. Here's how you know that you hear from God and it wasn't the Mexican food you ate in the night before. Okay? This is how you know. Does it require faith? God is never going to give you something that doesn't require faith. Does it require courage? Is God will give you things to step out of your comfort zone. Will you take courage in it? I never liked to speak in front of groups. I was nervous, Nelly, man. I just didn't know. No. One-on-one, I'm good with you. One-on-two, I'm good with you. But a group of people, no. Get nervous. Palms are sweating. Oh, I hope I don't forget. But God said, take courage. Because whatever God, when he speaks to you, he's going to make you take some courage. He's going to take you to some comfort zones where you're not comfortable at. You're going to take courage that the faith that you have in is going to rise above your lack of courage and get you to where you need to go. When God speaks to you, does it line up with the Word of God? God's not going to tell you to go have an affair. Sorry, he ain't going to tell you to do that. God's not going to go tell you to go, you know, do something crazy or break the law. God doesn't tell you to do those things. Amen? When God asks you to do something, does it bring peace? Because what he'll always do when he talks to you, he'll bring peace to a situation. Even though you're restless, you're like, I don't know about that guy. I mean, but you have a peace about it, but you're not sure maybe how it's all going to work out, but you got faith that's going to start rising inside of you. That's the Holy Spirit inside of you saying, you can do it. You can do it. And here's the other thing God will do when you know when you're hearing from him. Does it go against the rationalization of the world? Does it go contrary to what the world believes? God always does that to me. I'm like, God, what's everybody going to say about me? Who cares? When you die to yourself, you don't care. I don't care what people think or say. I don't worry what man's going to do because God's bigger than man. And man may shoot me and kill me and I'd be dead, I'll be with Jesus. I don't have to pay no more taxes, praise God. My family, I'll see them when they come up. I'll have the mansion already prepared and we'll be cleaning the golden streets, amen, hallelujah. Praising God. So does it take faith? Does it require courage? Does it line up with the Word? Does it bring peace? And does it go against the things of the world? Guess what? Then you know you're hearing from God. Because I'm so far in the deep water right now, I'd be drowned and dead if God wasn't in it. Start some church in Las Vegas. Are you crazy? Yeah. Move away from your family and friends, and you've been there your whole life, and move to a place called Vegas? Where's that at? I like the water, and you send me to a desert? Come on, God. Got a sense of humor. Opposite of what I thought. But I had peace, and I took courage, and my faith level was up, and it lined up with the Word of God, and God opened up every door for me to be here. Shout with me this morning, I have an unseen partner. He's looking out for me. So you've got an unseen partner. He's looking out for you. He's not a silent partner. He's whispering in your ears all the time, trying to get your attention so that you'll refocus or redirect what he has for you to do. Sometimes he'll orchestrate my whole day and jack all up what I wanted to do for what he wanted to do. But when I do it his way, all my other stuff always gets done. I don't know how it works. I can't explain it. It's just it's what God does when I put him first. When he's priority one, all my priority 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 it gets done. I don't know how. It just does. He like expands my time. He gives me favor. It's wild. And the thing is, what you have inside of you is contagious. It needs to spread into other people's lives. God didn't get you to be a Christian so you just hoard it to yourself. It's for you to share it with other people. Man, you can't believe what God's doing for me. There's this crazy pastor there at Spirit Life. Man, he breaks the Word down, and I'm learning the Word, and I just go and doing the Word, and all of a sudden, man, my life's getting more blessed. I don't understand, but it's working. I guess my faith is arising. My life is changing. Yeah. I'm taking some direction from the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me for the first time, and my life's better. When you trust in the Lord with all your heart and trust him, your spirit man raises and rises inside of you. The spirit man agrees and believes with what the Word says. The more Word you get in you, the stronger your spirit man becomes. It's like going to eat. You can go eat, and you can just go eat some couple peas, or you can go eat some protein and some salad and some other things. It makes your body stronger. If you only put one thing in your body and there's no protein, guess what? You won't have enough strength to raise your hand. Well, how do you think the Holy Spirit feels when we don't read the Word? That's like protein. Yeah, I'm just trying to help you. And now protein comes in these little tablets. I want you to know we found out the other day they have these protein tablets. So if you don't want to take you don't eat enough protein, you buy these little protein tablets. Well, yeah. There's nuggets of the Word that you can take and capsulize and read throughout the day. Maybe you put on the Christian music. Maybe you put on a Christian pastor. Maybe you buy the CD or you go on the webpage and you download a few of the things from the webpage onto your iPad or iPhone or whatever you got, amen? And you go do that, and then you get the Word in you all the time. Follow your hunches. It's the Holy Spirit in your recreated spirit saying, come on. It's in you. Just try it. You might like it. The Holy Spirit is called the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. You got to just to get to know him a little better. Remember that feelings are the voice of the flesh. Reasoning is the voice of the soul. The conscience is the voice of the human spirit. The Holy Spirit is always volunteering information for you. Don't ignore it because you're too busy. Don't ignore it. He's trying to get your attention. So this morning, this is what you need to do. You need to pledge to get to know your unseen partner. You got to go spend some time this week in prayer. Please, spend some time in the Word. Please, take some time and spend it with God, because what that does is it builds your spirit, man, and when you have that communication going, it's like an ongoing thing. And I can only tell you that it's real and it works. There's situations I should have been dead in, but the Holy Spirit gave me a hunch. Tapped me on my shoulder, said, hey, brother, you don't want to do that, or don't buy in that investment. Now you go, Pastor, it's great. Yeah, I lay hands on investments that I'm going to, before I get into it. Someone could tell me it's the greatest deal and they made $5 gazillion. If I don't pray on that thing, it's going to make me zero. I want to hear from God that that's where I need to put my money, or I need to do something with this or something with that. I just don't all willy-nilly and just throw it out. It'd take too hard to get it. Work way too hard to get it. I don't want to squander it. Lord, what do you want to do with it? Acknowledge him in all things, right? All the ways. You know, when I get the front row parking almost all the time, I acknowledge, say, thank you, God. It's the first thing we do. I get the parking lot. I go, oh, we got front row parking. Thank you, God. You're crazy, Pastor. No, I'm just acknowledging because he gave me the front row. Why did he give me the front row? I must be moving something big out of this building that I'm going to be buying so that I can have it. I needed the front row so I don't have to walk too far with it. Amen. I'm going to get the best deals on the groceries at the grocery store. So I needed to be up close because I needed to load the whole car up. You're saying, Pastor, that's crazy. Acknowledge him in all things. Try acknowledging him in all things and see how blessed you get. I get free Starbucks all the time. People buy me Starbucks, and I don't even know them. They're in the car in front of me. And they say, that Starbucks is blessed. That guy, just buy that Starbucks. I say, well, that's cool. So I say, whatever that person had behind me, I'm going to bless them. See how many times we can get to bless him, bro. Pastor, it happens to me at least 3, 4, 5 times a year. At least. Come on. I'm just keeping it real. How come people come to you because you have an answer that you should have never had, but you had it because the Holy Spirit gave it to you? How come that you might not be the most educated person, but you appear to be very smart in front of everybody else? You got God. See, this is what we have to get. You've got God living inside of you. Ain't Bill Gates. It ain't Mr. Apple who made the Apple thing, whatever. He dead. You got God who created the heavens and the earth. Has every breath of yours in his mind. You have God dwelling inside of you. That's why I can never say I can't. Because that would be saying that the God inside of me can't do that, although he's done everything he could do. See, when you get the perspective of God living inside of you, you can do the impossible. Because you can see it, because you're seeing it through God that lives inside of you. The unseen partner is looking out for your behalf. The unseen partner that sometimes sees silent is just allowing you to walk in life so that you will be successful. He's allowing you to stand up, and he's behind you supporting you. He's like, come on, come on, come on, get on that stage. Get out there. Go talk to somebody. Because he cares about you. I don't know about you. I've been a partner in business, and I always want to make sure I get my money. This partner that we have is looking out for you. He wants to make sure that you get everything that God has for you. He's the vehicle, the vessel, to get it poured in you and through you so that you can be a blessing to somebody else. Bible says 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. I like the 100-fold. I just want the spigot wide open. I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I didn't like to go out by in front of my house with a hose and spray myself down because I was cold. I'd go find where that fire thing was, you know, where the dogs go all the time, you know, and open that bad boy up because it was a big old spray of water. That's what God wants in your life. He wants to overflow in your life. Overtake, but you got to understand, he lives inside of you. He's never going to give you more than you can handle, but he'll give you just enough so you can get by. He ain't there to hurt you. He's there to help you. He's there to bless you. Do you get that this morning? Do you understand you have an unseen partner? Do you understand he's looking out for your best interest? He's trying to help you. Does that encourage you to know that you're not alone? That you never really have to be part of the Lonely Hearts Club because you got God? Come on. I'm so lonely. You know Jesus? Yeah. Well, how can you be lonely? You're not alone. You got the Holy Spirit living inside of you, for God's sake. He's looking out for me. He's looking out for you. He's looking out for your family. He's looking out for your kids. Because he lives inside of you. All about you. I don't think God has a poor mentality. I don't think he has a poor mindset. I don't think he says, well, you know, I don't know if I can do that. I'm not really able and capable. I don't see God saying that. The one who created the universe, who spoke it into existence, the heavens and the earth, who died on a cross and rose from the dead to fulfill the scriptures, that healed the blind eyes, that raised the dead. I just don't know that he's capable of not doing everything and anything he said in his word. And the thing is, he lives inside of you. You can't fail. People go to say, man, I got this unseen partner, man. He is just taking care of me, man. He gives me the inside of me. He tells you the future. That's what the Bible said, did it not? I don't know about you. I like to know a little bit about the future. But I know about you. My future is bright because that's what the word said. Your future is bright too. I don't care if they never open to the government again. I don't care. Don't you worry about that. No, fire them all. I don't care. Cut their salaries. I'm good. Oh, pastor, that's how. Hey. The government's not my source. God is my source. Maybe this will lead people to Jesus. Because they can't go to the government and get something that ain't theirs anyways. But they can go to God and get everything that's theirs. And all they have to do is tap into it and access it and grab whatever God has given them. Trying to help. I know this. You're going, oh, that pastor's nuts. No, don't open up the government. I don't care. Just keep open the parks, though, because I like the parks. Amen. You should be able to go to Red Rock and go boating and all that kind of stuff. But we don't need all the stuff. It's all good. Keep it closed. We'll still send you a check every day that I'm working. Praise God. I don't participate in what the government's doing. I participate in what God's doing. God's bigger than the government. God's going to restore. God's going to come back, and God's going to show up in a mighty way. You watch. All these people that have been taking advantage of the government, God's going to fix it. He's going to draw them unto him and take them off the system. Because when all you got is nothing, then God's up to something. This isn't like a coincidence that the government shut down. God's got a great plan. See, man's plan was to cause some pain on both parties. I don't care. They're both wrong. Do your job. If I don't do my job and negotiate, guess what? I'm out of business. Why should they be exempt from that? I'm not going to get into politics. I'm just trying to help. God is bigger than the president and the Republicans and the Democrats and the Tea Party and the Independent. God is bigger than all of that. So don't get caught. I mean, I catch up on the news and I just want to just punch my TV set. I go, all these people are morons. And the God inside of me rises up and says, Jeff, just calm down. got this under control, son. Don't worry about that. Didn't I create the world and the heavens and the earth and all that's in it? Didn't I create the stars in the sky? Yeah, God. But I want to just go in there and help them. Bring my AK-47 and I'm just kidding. I just get this. Just come on. Just do what God told you to do. See, they don't have the unseen partner because they don't recognize him, because they choose not to know him, and they serve the world and money and greed and power than accepting the power of God that lives inside of you, that's more powerful than all that they think they're going to have. Okay, I'm off my soapbox. Amen. Do you get it this morning? Did I help a little bit, maybe? Or that you have an unseen partner. So when you walk places and you go places and you go to Sam's or you go to a park or just that, you're not alone. You got God inside of you. You can step it up. You can go be a blessing. I know it's out of your comfort zone to say, hey, how you doing? I'm shy. I usually shy nature. My wife's the one I use as the bait, you know, and then I go and talk after because she opens the door. I am more shy than she is, seriously. She will open the door. She does. You're looking at me going, Pastor, you're crazy. No, she is. Me, I got to work it around a little bit, you know. Not her. She's going, hi, how you doing? Oh, that's a nice outfit you have. Oh, God bless you. Those are nice earrings. Oh, praise the Lord. Then I have to walk in. Get out of my way, honey. Oh, no, just kidding. But she opens the door. I just step behind her yesterday. I'm like that unseen partner. It's behind her. She's my unseen part. She's always there encouraging and helping me along the way. That's what we're doing to our kids. We're just encouraging them. Amen? Keeping them on the correct path a little bit. Right? Staying here. Staying these boundaries. We don't want you to go out there. It'd be a rough world out there. That's what the Holy Spirit does for you. Holy Spirit that lives inside of your unseen part keeps you in the boundaries so you don't get hurt. He doesn't want you to trip over the mountain edge. You can't rappel unless you have the right equipment on. All right. I'm done. We're going to take up the offering this morning. Amen. My unseen partner. I'm sweating like a cat here. The unseen partner told me what to give. And today is first Sunday, which is also missions. We always help out our missionaries. Amen. I just thank God that I could give. I feel like I'm empty when I don't. I do. I just feel like I'm empty. But thank God I got God inside of me. Thank God that he dwells inside of us. Thank God that he given you the job that you have. It wasn't because of your gifts and talents. It was because God orchestrated you to have that job. And man can't take that job away from you. And if they do, God will promote you to something better. Oh, Pastor, yeah. I had a man take away my job once, and I got a job that was making double for the trouble that I was having. Because I don't trust in man, I trust in God. Now, I believe my employer is going to pay me every Wednesday because he told me so. But God said paydays every day for the child of God. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless our giving this morning. Pressed down, shaken together, overflowing in our lives. Lord God, use these finances to break the back of lack, to bust the demons and the devils that try to come against us. And Lord God, I ask you as we sow that we, Lord God, receive a 100-fold increase according to what your word says. Not what I say, but what you say. And I say what you say, Jesus. 100-fold increase in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I'm glad you came this morning. We got some coffee out there this morning. Why don't you take a little time, if you would, fellowship. Also, take some flyers. Hand them out to some of your friends and neighbors. If you don't have a friend, get a friend. Be a friend. Take some of these with you. Take some business cards. Invite people to church. You know, if you're being blessed, I think you'd want to have other people come and be blessed with you. Amen. So as you run into people, cross your pathways, and they see that you're different than them, and you're blessed, and you're going, we don't know why. I know you're catching hell, but you're still going through it, and you're okay. Just say, you know, you can get that same teaching over at Spirit Life Christian Church, where it's real talk, real world. You know, we break the word down so we understand it, and we apply it, and we go do it. Amen. So go out and be a blessing to someone. Go tell somebody about the church that you're going to, where you're serving at, where you're part of the family. Amen. And start bringing people to church, because you know what? There's some people that are going to go through some tough times right now with the government being closed. People are very scared. And, you know, I don't fear much. I got God. I fear God. That's about it. I don't worry what man can do. I don't worry. I don't read the newspaper reports and, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? It's all going to level out somehow, some way. I have a great equalizer named Jesus, and he's my elder brother. And last time I looked, I'm an heir and a joint heir with him, with God, you know. And so we all taken care of. We're the family. We're the children of the Most High God. We're the bride, you know, and, you know, the bride and the groom of God, you know, of Jesus. And so we're taken care of. But you just got to know in your mindset you're taken care of. Don't read those reports and freak out. I mean, I get mad about these. I punch TV sets sometimes. I mean, it's crazy. Craziness going on. But that's what's going to happen at the end times. End times, you're going to have all the craziness and chaos and lunacy and all these weird laws and all this stuff going on. It's all good. I just don't plan on participating. I'm going to just do it God's way. Amen? Amen. Lord, bless your people. Lord God, whatever they seek this week, they'll find in you. Father God, whatever they desire, Lord God, they'll find inside your word. And Lord God, if they're looking for a new job, Lord, they'll find a job making more money than they were in their old job. Father God, you're going to open up doors, Lord God. They're going to walk through it. And they're the ones that are going to be blessed because, Lord God, they're the children of the Most High God. They have God dwelling inside them. They have the Holy Spirit, the unseen partner in them. Bless them, guide them, direct them. Let them have the best week ever. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, amen.